going.
Shosavi Mari. First, the final chabur was to start tomorrow. Inav Chanuf Misham Sechol. I think since Mitzad Inav Kosher Tav Sugya, next 2 days will be Mamshech in Sugya of Kosher. Either some people are finishing it off or Chazara. Be'ez Hashem, Wednesday morning will be Berchena, and then afterwards we're going to skip Tachana. Wednesday morning will be a test. My father advises it, and then Wednesday morning we'll skip Tachana. We'll do it when we get to Simon Shin Beis in by Winter's Man Be'ez Hashem. And we'll straight to the next sugya of Kavod L'Shabbos. And Sunday and Wednesday next week, Yeshiva has buses Sunday, there is Yeshiva on Sunday, and they hold. Tomorrow is Monday. Tomorrow is going to be Matos Mashloch Monos. And Yeshiva has Kimu V'Kiblu, that's Makabal, Tarish V'Alpeh. Yeshiva has buses on Sunday. So people who are Chutzli Yad Apur, but Chutzli is anyone who lives in the Yushalayim, Avada understands that the Yeshiva is a Torah. And therefore, the main time is Avada on Purim, and Kim Kippurim, and Avada Be'ez Hashem will be Chabura on Sunday, and then Wednesday. By that time, the hangover should be fine, finished, and it'll be Mamshich in the Kabbalah Torah Papayel.
So Wednesday
there's
no share.
No Wednesday. Oh, Wednesday won't be share.
No
share. Yeah, it'll be share. But only by Sif Gimel, we end off with the ending of what happens. Someone makes a kesher by accident. So there's a chayodim that the Mishmur brings down. And he discusses, you look at the chayodim inside in Klal Chavav. He starts off first that a person makes a kesher every day is mutar. He brings down then the chumra of the shilta gebarim, that someone does a kesher gabe kesher, we're not sure if nichol get of a omitz of a uman or not. Therefore, he says to be machmer. He brings down a third thing. Therefore, and make him makom tzar. He brings down a third thing. Therefore, for 1 week, everyone agrees will be also even not kesher omitz. Then it brings down this Indian of a kesher that does betoyis, there'll be mutter. For example, someone tries to make a niv on Shabbat, he ends up making a kesher by accident. What's a locho, the chayodim ends off, is like a niv that's made to undone in 1 day. It's like any kesher made to undone in 1 day, therefore it's mutter to untie. So we have this chayodim, the kesher made by accident, what happens numerous times, whether it's on your shoes, or on your gartel, or on your tzitzit, you see that knots that do not belong there. It's a kesher betoyis. Come along with the Shabu and says you can untie it, it's either gedder or being a kesher made for 1 day. Now what is the side of this heter? How do you understand this heter? So come along with the Archa Shabbat and says, if you read the Chayodim slowly, he's building off that if a Mokum Tzar, you have a heter, since you have a heter Mokum Tzar, here also, since you try to make a kesher on an evil and end up being a kesher, it's nichol in the heter of Mokum Tzar, therefore you can untie it because the mice, you do not want it there, it's bothering you. And therefore, you want to wear your shoes, and by accident, your shoes went from a niva to a kesher, therefore it's mutter. However, let's say it's not from Mokum Tzal come out. For example, the gartel is not there, big deal, undo a mutter Shabbos. We have no heter over here. The whole heter says, you look in the chayodim, it's mitzah, Mokum Tzar. Fine, but on a gartel inconvenience, untie it after Shabbos. You have it not there by accident. Fine, but that has to be, that bothers you. Not something you want to offer. It has to be something that's mocking. Nichol hetter v'tzar. That's what you want to tie another orchid Shabbos. Look in the chayodim. Father Shani, the way had the chaznish, which also orchid Shabbos brings down, seemed to say differently. He says that the yisoid of the chayodim is building off the shilti gebarim. According to the Rambam, the Geder, on the Isra Rabban, if you have a Meister Uman, it's Asa Miyad. Says the shilti gebarim, we are Masubik, what's nichol in the Geder of a Uman? He says anything is a kesher gabe kesher, is a kesher omis, which is stark. Therefore, it's nichol in the chumro. Therefore, for this chumra over here, come along the chayodim, it says, when is kesher betoyis, did it by accident, then it will be mekel. Only the chumra of the shilta gibarim. He says, why? He says, because be'etam, you look at the shilta gibarim, he's saying any kesher gabi kesher is a nechel in the get of uman. He says, before she gemara not the way. The gemara, daf kuf yud aleph, he's discussing by kesheret isha mafteh chachluka, when the isha takes her chaluk and ties one side, and then the other side, he wants to tie it as Mefurshi Gemara, they have a case of Kesher Agave Kesher, and still the Gemara says, L'yoyim is Mutter, it's Mefurshi Gemara. So how in the world can the Shilta Gibarim go against the Gemara? Elamai, he's being Mach Mitzan Minik. As Minik, says the Chaznish, Minik can only be Machme when it's a Kesher B'Kavono. There's no Minik to be Machme when a Kesher became an accident. An accident is no such thing as a concept of Minig. Therefore, the whole Chum of the Shilta Gibarim is only Mitzan Minig. Therefore, when it came around the toys, therefore will be Mekel, because there's no minig when something happened by accident. So again, we have two ways to understand this hat of Keshe Batoli. It's either only on the Chumrah, the Shilta Gibarim, or on Bamakam Tsaru. It comes out to be Chumras. I mean, let's say Keshe Batoli came out when it's not Bamakam Tsaru, or came out when it's not in the Chumrah, the Shilta Gibarim, for example. More than one day, even according to Rashi, will be also. Will be Mutter, according to Chaznish, will be also. Well, actually, only the Chumrah, the Shilta Gibarim were coming along to be Machma Keshe Batoli. That means, let's say your Gartel had an Anet, it was from a week ago, or your shoes, or Shabbat shoes were from a week ago, you won't have this het over here. Why then? That was a week ago. According to Rashi, it's also. The only reason you'll have this heter is only in the Shilta Gibarim heter.
So the Gibarim
doesn't
kesher on the kesher,
was
also kesher
on the
kesher.
Dafka the chum of the kesher. Now, just to point out the problem with these two mahalchim. First, if you look at the Zichrei Torah Moshe, which the Chai Odom himself wrote, when he brings down this halacha of kesher b'toyis, he is talking about Sif Aleph and Kesher over there. He discusses Tam of kesher l'zman. He does not mention the word of Tsar, he does not mention the word of Shilta Gibarim, and still he comes along and mentions a Keshev Atois is Mutter, has a gather of like is made for one day. So, before the Zichrei Torah Moshe, later on he brings down the Chumash Shilta Gibarim, and later on he has the head of Tsar, and then Ois Aleph, when he brings down the head of Keshev Atois, he is not going back on Tsar, before, not like the Orchos Shabbos, it's not going back in the Chumash Shilta Gibarim, before, not like the Chazanish. Void, it's very good one, Mishavruah is over here in Sif Gimel. He's not in Sif Aleph, he's not in the Shilta Gibarim, he's not in Mokam Tzar. The Mishnah Berurah, the end of Sif Gimel, he brings down, Kol Kesher Osu Lizman, Loi Tamidis, Afilu Hu Kesher Omitz, Yesh Lokal Ade Enu, Yudu Likshol Lahatu Emu Tzar Harbe, the Mishnah, sorry, maybe the wrong words. Kol Mokam Dakar Lassus Aniva, Vloi Kavon Aniksha, Dinuka Kesher Osu Lahatu Kol Ayoim. He's not going back to Shilta Gibarim, not Mokam Tzar. It sounds like Stam, he has a Heta over here. He has a Heta, any Kesher, but he's not a Kesher. Mama sounds like nothing to do with the Chumra Shilta Gibarim, and nothing to do with Mitzah Mokam Tzar. So there are two other Mahalchim understanding what's the Yisoid over here of this Heter, this Chayot of Keshe B'Toyis. One Mahalach, how Menashe Klein goes, not saying Pshat Meshavuah, but the Yisoid Shavai is writing that a Keshe Uman is what an Uman does. Something that happens by accident is not Nechal Uman. That a professional not means professional. Accidents are not professional. That's just a fact. That's the Metzias. Therefore, what's not professional has a heter of Oslat B'chol Yoin. It's not Nechal Nechum of Uman. That's not professional. Accent is not professional. Oh, so the Taina, I hear the Taina. Taina is best, and the not is a professional. Good Taina. That's one Malach. Or another Malach, how Rafal goes, or the Shabbos by his art school, he goes, a Kesher that's made with Akilon and Noshen Kesher. Saif called Saif. A Kesher has to come along to tie things and not things together. If you have no kafon over it, that's not a kesher. It's a mishkababble in front of you. You try to make a shoe into a regular bow, came into a knot. That's a mishkababble. You have a gargle as a knot there. It's not a mishkababble. That's nothing over there. There's nothing there at all. Therefore, it sounds like, according to this mahalach, these two mahalachim, if you do it even left for a week, 2 weeks, for the maestro, it's not a kesher. That means even left for a month according to this mahalach, you have a gargle left from a week ago, according to this mahalach, this can't be a kesher. Vada can undo it. And it does sound the way from the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says, "Dina kekesher su lahat kol yom." As a get of a kesher made to be undone in every day, even though you're untied a week later, 2 weeks later, 3 weeks later, who cares? The get is as no shem kesher or no shem kesher uman. As a get, the definition of this knot is made to undone right away. Why? It's a mistake over here. I only wore my shoes a week on my Shabbos shoes, and I'm doing it a week later. But it's made to be done right away. It has no get inside kesher shavoy. That's what it sounds like the Mishavuah and the Chai Odom in Zichrei Torah Moshe. There's always a Heter. Nothing to do with Shilta Gibarim, nothing to do with Mokam Tzar. There's a Heter. Has no Shem Kesher. No Shem Kesher. Uman has the get of what? Of a Kesher that's made to undone right away, even though he did a week later. It sounds like it'd be Mutter. Now, I'm not a Bihoki to say it's Mutter. Maisa, if it does happen that your Gartel a week ago got tied, or your shoes a week ago got tied, Maisa, you're dealing maybe according to Rashi's Drabonon. So I'm not sure if the Ikka is like the Chaznish, he wants to say it's only as the Chumash Shilta Gibarim. Well, no, maybe you can tie them up. Pashtun Mishavuah and the Zichrei Torah Moshe. You have a head over here. Of course, what? Even more than a week will be mortar. Not sure how to do a Lachla Meister, but it certainly does sound the way the Pashtun of the head here is across the board. A Kesher, this can Kesher, was done by accident. Sif Dalid, the Gemara on Kufi Gimel brings down a case of a Chevel, the guardian, a Chevel, a regular rope, and a weaver's rope. The Gemara over there has a Machlokes between Yehuda and the Chachomim, if you're Gezer. A kevel, the guardian, auto regular case of a kevel. The Rebbe says we won't be goyzer. The Chumash says we will be goyzer. The Gemara goes on, brings the case of Rab, that he has a case of a poor of others. He wants to attach one side to another side. The Gemara over this says we're not goyzer a kevel, the guardian, auto a case of a regular kevel. place over there has two pshatim over there. Is pshat that Rav is saying the ikkas like a Yehuda, pats like a Yehuda, and Akim Goyzer? Well, no, we all, really are going to be Goyzer, Chav the Gadi, also Chav the Alma, except Dafka by Parav, obviously not going to be Goyzer, everyone agrees, we're aiming to take it off. Machloik is Dafka over there, won't be Goyzer in general. Alocha, the Rishonim have Machloik over here. The Rav says, we're all going to be Goyzer, Chav the Gadi, also Chav the Alma, he saw some that says all Chavels are also. Mashing in the Torah is very clear, the Torah writes, only Chavel the Gardi will be Mutter, Chavel the Am will be Osir. The Loch of the Mechaber is not Mechalik, and therefore the Mishbuah, the Aruch HaShulchan, they paskin, all Chavel the Osir. Sai Chavel the Gardi, Sai Chavel the Am, Lemaise be Mach, Malak the Chomim, and with Goyzo, all Chavels, all Chavel, even Chavel the Gardi, Otter, Otto, a Chavel the Alma. That's before shall we paskin, the Mechaber and the Poskim afterwards. Ends off the Mechaber, however, the Stavko by Delorim Kavurim. We have a bucket that's kavur there. However, Tlorim Shalanu, our buckets, they're made to go off and on. Come along with the Rajba according to Taisus, which you don't have the Fenenu Taisus, but the Rajba says it's mutter. Why? Since this bucket is not made to be there with Zman Ruba, therefore he wants to tie it by all Chevels, all Rubas Lamaisa be mutter. It's not kavur there, therefore Sai Chevel the Alma, Sai Chevel the Gadi Lamaisa, you let it put it around this bucket and take it off. It's only Zman Ruba. And otherwise, less than that will be mutter. It's not made Zman Ruba, therefore it's mutter. Now the Shaila is, this Rajba is saying, is not Zman Ruba, have a Zman Kotzer. It is Zman, but not Ruba. The Maisa is mutter. Why is it mutter for? Who is he going like? According to the Rambam, we have a Geder, that either L'Ulam, or Uman, or La'ilam is D'Rabbanon. According to Rashi, La'ilam is D'Raisa, the Zman D'Rabbanon, L'Yom is mutter. Come along, we have a Rajba, we have a Ritva, and a Ran, and the Magabishman, Muki Yosef, they're all being down. The get over here is what? Less is Mam Ruba, the Maisa will be Mutter. Why is it Mutter for? If you go with the get according to Rashi, less is Mam Ruba is a week. It's a week, it's still also according to Rashi. So come along the Magabishman, and he said, come along the Machzah Shekel, and says, Echnami, these who shine him, all who like the Rambam. That the side of the Rambam, which we really had a machlokes a week ago, what's pshat the Rambam that says is la'olam is going to be a din rabbanon? What about lizman according to the Rambam? The Mishabuah says according to the Rambam, lizman is mutter with al uman. Over here it's a month, but it's not al uman. It's mutter over here. It says the Magen Mishnah, says the Machzah Shekel, the side of these Rishonim, the Rashi, the Ritva, the Ran, they all hold like the Rambam, and it comes out we have a list of Rishonim now like the Rambam that say be'etzem that la'olam and uman could be a din raiso. One of the other be din rabbanon. But Lizman is motor, Zman is not Uman is motor. That's why over here, these are Shema saying Lizman is going to be motor. The Baya with the Machzah Shekel's Mahalach is that some of these Yishonim, the Ritva, the Muki Yosef, they clearly write like Rashi. The Ritva writes, we hold the Mahalach is like Rashi, Lizman is Rabbanon. Muki Yosef writes like Rashi, Lizman is Rabbanon. Yet over here he says, like the Rashi and Talisvis, that Lizman Ruba will be also, less Lizman Ruba will be motor. Why is it motor? Should we get a Lizman? Therefore, that's really the Bialoch's Kashi over here. The Bialoch is Kashi. Says either Rashi the same shot in Toifis, the Maisa, what happened? How could that be? The Maisa is less than Zman, it's the Losser. He answers, a Siyad Godel, it's a Raya, a very strong Raya, for the Mahalach of the Kolboy, anything that less than 7 days, is the Maisa can be Mutter. Is the Maisa can be Mutter? One day, it can be one day that Avad is Mutter. But it says, Zman Ruba, less Zman Ruba cannot be one day. Less Zman Ruba is what? 6 days, 5 days, 4 days. So here's a Sir Godel of a stack rifle. We have a Raj Rich with numerous showing him the holes, Mokamatorik, and Gwisarik upon the getters until 7 days. Until seven, out of Loya Baklal. So, Maisa, that's where it comes out that the law of the place can go. The Shmuel is very clear. Ikav Adam Choshish for the Rishonim say the getter is 1 day. 1 day, according to Rashi, less than more than 24 hours, be a Dindir Abonon. However, we have a Sir Godel, we have a stack Raya. Numerous Rishonim say that anything up to 7 days, Maisa, it will be also Mutter, according to Rashi. And therefore, by case of Yeshua, Sanga Shoes, the Ikka Locha is 24 hours, and more than that, we'll say, we have a Shtaka, Mokum Tzak, say up to 7 days. Sif Hei, the Sugar of Aniva. Aniva is making a slipknot or a tie. So first, you have to make them by case of when you make a shoe. Your shoe, first of all, what is it? The Metzia says, first you make a Kesher, one knot, Kesher Echad. And then you make an aniva on top of that, a bow on top of it. You're making, it's really an aniva agabe kesher. The first shaila is, when you make a kesher by itself, before you get to aniva, stam you make a kesher by itself, one kesher, like this, stam one kesher, what's the loch in this case? Do nothing afterwards, avada it's mutter. Why is it mutter one kesher? Is yisoid be'etzem one kesher is a kesher, but since you want to do one kesher, it'll fall apart, it collapses. Therefore, it's going to be mutter, it falls out. All these sites, no, one cache by itself is Laf cache. Since it's not aiming to Miskayim, has no two of a cache, has no shame cache. But not is the site here, it is a cache of a fall apart. All these sites is Nishken cache, not a cache, no two of a cache. If you want, Barichas or Shamanism has five prokim of this Hakira, Dumas Nafkaminas, to understand what is the site over here. Is the site is not a cache, it is a cache that falls apart. One Nafkamina, let's start off with. Let's say you have a Niva Gavakesha, Yeshu. A Niva Gavakesha, the Mishavua says, what's a locho? You have 24 hours. 24 hours, otherwise, Mokhmatar, 7 days. But otherwise, you have a Niva, you have a bone, Yeshu, a Niva top of a Kesha. What are you even Issa for? Is the Issa beside the Kesha? But you have a Kesha. It's going to fall apart. You put a bow there, it's blocking the Kesha from falling apart. Once you block the Kesha, you have inside the Kesha. You have out the Kesha, Shaboy. Therefore, if you look in the Pasha de Graz and Avinezer, they write the Chiv is mitzad the Kesher. Mitzad the Kesher itself. The Aniva, which Aniva lav Kesher, is blocking the Kesher from coming out. Echai what? Mitzad the Kesher. Atzal Hasheni, the Gil Sefer says, no, Kesher is not true. Kesher is meaningless, it's nothing. When you put the Aniva there, it's being mitzarif with the Kesher. Now you have a whole Tzuris that Kesher over here. And Mechai mitzad the Tzir of Shabbat. Mitzad there's a whole Mahut over here. That there's Aniva on the Kesher, and the whole thing now looks like a Kesher. Megillah Sefer. He ties against the Shemir Shabbos. Shemir Shabbos on tying it says mitzvah the Kesher. He says no, this is not mitzvah the Kesher. It's mitzvah that Niva Gabi the Kesher. The Tzirah, because the Kesher by itself is Lashem Kesher. Take one afkamina that disgusting. The Shemir Shabbos says, let's say you take and make a Kesher Echot by itself, but it's not made out of material that fall apart. It's made out of metal. A metal thing. You made a Kesher, and it's not going to fall apart. Any metal that's made out of strong, good metal, you bend it together, it's not going to fall out. Like Chayfer or not. Shmir Shabbos says the Yichayv is a Kesher. It's going to fall out. Here it's not going to fall out. Said Avad Yichayv. Yilil Oilem Deraisel is Madri Abonon. Megillah Sefer quotes says no. Kesher by itself is Be'etzem the Mechutz is Lashem Kesher. It's made to fall out. You made in a way it won't fall out. That's very nice. You found the patent that it won't fall out. But the circle of it's not a Kesher. Could be another Nachmina which is not Muchach. They discuss how they make a Kesher. They put glue afterwards on top of it, blocking it. What's the loch in that case? So, the Yikutayna, the same is so, mitzad the Kesher, the Issa the Kesher, you're blocking him coming out, could be a Tzayiv. Or no, mitzad the Kesher, so I'm called Tzayiv, there's no Mechi mitzad the Kesher. Maisa, Shamanisa Mignah from Yashiv that he held it was Mutter, held his Mutter. Now, it could be another reason why he held his Mutter. Because the only reason the Mechi mitzad Kesher is when the Guf Hadover is blocking it. When you have an outside factor blocking, you put glue there, maybe it's not Nichol Natai. But he wants to tie its mutter, and he brings down this Rabbi Shmir Shabbos, says, no, it's nichol neged of aniva, and he says, the mice is chayiv for it. Putting glue on it, he brings down machloek between the Shmir Shabbos, Shamanism, machloek between the Shmir Shabbos, and Yashiv, glue on top of it. Is that the machayiv inside the block, even inside the kesher? Or no, even chayiv inside the tzir, and the mice, there is no tzir over here, there's glue over here, there's no kesher over here. Now, the Al Mashulis brings down also a similar case, but he, again, could be everyone agrees. He said, let's say you tie something one thing together on the bag, and let's say in the refrigerator on food. They put a tie clip afterwards, or you staple it afterwards. He tied in, since there's a dovah chitzoni over here, and one time everyone agrees is motu. It's not there's a gufa dovah over here, the machlokes. A dovah chitzoni, you take a laundry clip, and you clip something on the bag after you make one kesher, you want to tie it's motu. Could be a corner shmei shabbos, maybe it's also, because you're blocking the kesher from coming out, you're behind inside the kesher. It sounds like it's a machlokes. A similar strategy I discussed, let's say one kesher is on Erev Shabbos, and you do a second kesher on Shabbos. What's the law in that case? Are you chayv for that Shabbos? It's going to be potter. Machloikis, the Malbim says you do a second kesher on Shabbos, it's only potter. The Masham and Shuvah says you chayv for it, but why are you chayv for it? The Masham and Shuvah says you chayv, it's a shlomo, like finishing off a beged, finishing off the kesher. The Sheva Levi says, no, he disagrees. He says, not after shlomo Shabbos, but it's making a kesher on Shabbos, you chayv for it on Shabbos. Uslachur depend upon the site. What is the issue of by one kesher? Yeah, this is the rabban. Now, sorry. Yeah, but there because it's one knot to itself. There does it, there has a certainly tsuas kesher. Here it does not have a tsuas kesher. That's a shaila. Oh, we'll get to the twisties maybe next time. That's a different child. Then it might be to open and close within a day. So let's say, we'll have to get a place called in different reasons, the twist ties. Now let's go with an assumption, make it easier. Let's assume that it isn't Mitzad the Kesher Shiboy, not Mitzad the Tzio Shiboy, Mitzad the Kesher Shiboy. Now, on this get of Kesher, that's Mitzad the Kesher by one Kesher. When you do a Kesher Agave Kesher, one Kesher is a din, it could be Mitzad the Kesher, you're blocking it. Kesher Agave Kesher, that's Mamash Shul Gevurim, and therefore when the Kesher Omet, you'll be Oiv Nisser. You're Oiv Nisser, and the Amor says V'chei Noigim. Kamal Vashay True, when he says, he brings down Kosser of Birke Yosef. Then the goal is, what's a minig? The minig is to take two ksharim on the belt around your pants, and then make a kesher gabe kesher, who shall have it? Lesh shashlo el bi to the beard to the bottom of the beard. Who's choshev on your belt? You should take a belt, make a kesher al gabe kesher, and the Klal Yisrael was known to be mekel. There was a mir to mir to was choshev to the bottom of the mir to. By the way, Klal Yisrael was known to be mekel. And the kasher is, what in the world is going on over here? You have a belt, you put it around your stomach, you made a kesher gabe kesher. The Amos says Kesher Gabe Kesher Shulde Gemar Mechoshi Gumi Machmer. Come on, the Shai Shuva says the Minig is to be Mekel from the Birke Yosef. Now you can tell me the Amos is Ashkenazi and the Birke Yosef is Sfardi. Therefore, the Fardi says the Minig is to be Mekel. The Baya is the Amos is saying to be Choshi Mechoshi Gemar with the Rambam Shita. Truly, the Machaber holds that way. So if the Ashkenazim hold for the Shulde Gemar, surely the Sfardim hold the Shulde Gemar. It's a Kolshke. Why? Because the Machaber holds the Rambam. We're being Choshi for the Rambam. So the Vada Pashas they hold that way of also Shul Gevurim, any Kesher Gabe Kesher be Chayv for him. So the Amor is saying what the Minig is to be Machmer. The Birke Yosef says the Minig is to be Mekel. Who's Tzir? What's going on over here? Sorry? So fine, so, and Mechei Noigim. Mechei Noigim, the Shul Gevurim, in the Rambam. And then the Birke Yosef says the Minig is not that way. And Void, who being on the Shul Gevurim there? For Shulchan, the Ashkenazim also being on the Shul Gevurim. Raise your soul, Kavach. Right, ain't on the Mikiyim, and the Maizim Bechei Noigim. Bechei Noigim. So the Maizim, so the way of the Ben Ishchai says, Bechei Noigim the Moinam, but the Vaz is a Psaq Alok Lamaizim. The Vaz is wrong. Ben Ishchai himself, as Sfardi says, Bechei Noigim, the people in Golis. They're in Golis, they weren't listening to Rav, the Rav never told them anything. They were knowing that way, but the Vada Loch is like there are more. The Chayin Ogim of Vada, it's also. That's how he wants to say Pshad in the Shai Chua, that they were knowing that way, but that's not the Loch. The Loch is not that way. However, let's first, what is the case over here? What's Pshad over here? The Bialocha starts off the Simmon with the Taz. The Taz over here says, what's the Geza of a Maisa Uman? It's Chazak Oid. Uman is something that's very tight. Says the Bialocha Tzarchi, and the get of a woman, something that's very tight, can't be. Therefore, it says the meat cannot be untied by itself. The Shibu himself in Sivkon Yudal says, what is the getter? He brings down Mustafa the Kol Kasher Koshim Oyster Hodik Hatevish Uman. Anything that's tight is Uman. Now, Elam is asking, the Shibu starts off with the Taz, that anything that is Uman is tight, and he said Tzarchi, it doesn't mean that way, that he himself comes along and says that anything that is a tight thing is Meister Uman. Stoysim Neopay, what's going on over here? Torah Samloche is this kasha, the Binah of the Sheva Levi is kasha. So if you read it slowly, it's clear it's not really a kasha. The Taz is saying anything that is a Maisa Uman is tight. The Shibur is saying anything that's tight is a Maisa Uman. The other way around. Anything that's tight, that's a Maisa Uman. That's the Chum of the Shulde Gebarim. Tight is a Maisa Uman. But anything that's a Maisa Uman is not Dafka tight. Be Uman even though it's not tight. That's first Pshat L'chur and Mishibur, and that the Chum of the Shulde Gebarim is anything that's tight is a Maisa Uman. With that, let's understand. Let's say you have something that is a kesher gabesh kesher that should be tight, but you made a loose knot, a loose double knot. What's the loch on that case? A loose double knot. If the whole side of the shul to gibbarim is what? Something that's tight is a mice umon. Let's say I do the same exact knot by make it loose. Same knot. A kesher gabesh kesher. I do right now a kesher gabesh kesher, but make it very loose. What's the loch on that case? This is mamash kesher gabesh kesher. It's very loose. What's the loch on that case? Come to Kavach Chaim, he says, that's what the Shai Tshuva is saying. The Shai Tshuva is saying, what? When the Kesher Gabe Kesher, you have a belt around your stomach, you make it loose, the Kesher Gabe Kesher, since it's loose, that's not Nichol Nechum, the Shulde Gebarim. Shulde Gebarim is said when it's tight. Everything that's tight is a Maisa Uman. Something that's loose, that's not again a Maisa Uman. Therefore, those who go to this Mahalach, the Torah Shabbos, Kavach Chaim, the time they say it over here, something that's loose. That's what the Birke Yosef means. That's the said over here, what it means. That's one malach to understand it. Or another way, how they want to understand it, or the tzion, it seems to be the Aruch HaShulchan that way, is that the whole Chum of the Shulte Gebarim is only when it's more than one day. When it's less than one day, since according to Rashi, Yavada is Mutter, Chum of the Shulte Gebarim is a Sofik, So we have like Svek Svekas, therefore less than one day of Vada will be Mutter. That's another way how the Tzion said the Shaya Tshuva, that less than one day, make your belt on your coat or in your pants is less than one day. Less than one day, the minig is to be Mekel, more than one day. You have a Chum and the Shul to Gibarim. Therefore, Aloch Lamais, they discussed. Let's say you have Nashim Yishu wear Tichel, and they're the Kesher Gabi Kesher. Or they have a handkerchief around the neck, they're the Kesher Gabi Kesher. Maisa, those kesher around the tichol was aimed to be loose or derech to be loose, and they were untied very easily, very simple. Now it was tight on their head, betzem, but betzem the mitzvah the knot was aimed to be loose or derech to be loose. What's the loch in that case? So the brought down the Shmir Shabbos being down from Shlomo Zalman and the Aruch Shabbos being down from the Yashiv. Maisa, that's mutter. It's a loose double knot. I double knot. Lemaisa is oster. It's a loose double knot. That's not nichol nechum of the shilti gebarv. It's a loose double knot. Atzal Sheni, the Chodashani, and Mchaim Kinevsky, they say, no, Sokol Soiv is the Kesher Gabi Kesher. And Metzim, the Kishukun Aruch, I say, well, the Ben Ishchai writes that way. They write on these handkerchiefs, on these tichels, or on these handkerchiefs, they write, it's also Sokol Soiv is the Kesher Gabi Kesher. Look, the Soid of the Machlokes is, what happens when you have a Kesher Gabi Kesher that's loose? Is the Soid that the fact, when it usually it's tight, this is a simin for the fact that what defines a Kesher Uman, or it's a Siba, the tight is a Siba or the simin? If the tightness is a sibo, that's a causing the sin. Once loose, it's mutter. If it's a simin, that's what the uman does, even though it's loose, so-called this is a kashu uman. So the side of machlokes over here, do we pass like the shayat tshuva or not? The kids are right, we don't pass like the shayat tshuva. The Ben Ishchai says we don't pass like it. Why? Because so-called soif, this kashu is a kashu uman. Either ilm does that way, fine, they weren't going like the minig, they're better than doing the wrong thing, shloika locho. Therefore, that's Mchaim Kinevsky, that's this QLS. Salah Shein, those are what I know. Soif, something that's tight is a mice uman, this is loose. What's loose? That's the side of the head to be, ain't that's loose, the mice will be mortar. They understand that the side of tight, that's the sibas of iser. Machlok is a poiskim. Which will get to our ties, where the tzad to be makel is, big enough mina to our ties. Now, built upon this, come along Sefei, we have a loch in Sefei, Aniva lav kashu. Aniva is not a kashu. Now, back to me, read the Gemara, it's Machlokes of Yehuda versus Chachamim. Yehuda holds Aniva is nechon the get of kashu, and Lechua is the same klolim, Lechua begin din the reis, lezman din the rabbonim. The Chachamim says Aniva is lav kashu, and therefore the Chachamim says mutter, and Mechaber, and all the Rishon passage like the Mechaber, Aniva lav kashu. Now first, what exactly is an Aniva? What is a slip knot, or a tie, or a bow? So the way how the Magen Mishnah being examined, based on being done the Magen Mishnah, Maisa Aniva Yidua. Everyone knows what Aniva is. Everyone knows. Now we'll come out. I think everyone does know. All the Swami seem to have different understanding of what Aniva is. But everyone knows what Aniva is. Now first, what are the klom of Aniva? Based first upon the Gemara. The Gemara called Yidalf and Beis when being done the Meir. The Gemara says the Meir holds you undo with one hand. The Maisa is mutter. The Be'er Lachasat. So we don't pass like a Meir. Come on, the Gemara says, according to you, a mayor, what's the reason called a mayor? Because you can undo it with one hand, therefore it's mutter. And therefore, who are din by aniva, also you can undo it with one hand, therefore it's mutter. Or the assigned according to the mayor is not tight, and therefore something is tight will be also. The Gemara says, what does a mayor hold by aniva? Does a mayor hold by aniva, the mice can be undone with one hand, therefore it's mutter? Or if it's tight, the mice will be also. So we see from the Gemara, first, what is Aniva? Clown number one, if you see the Gemara, the Aniva is something to do with undo with one hand. The Gemara writes Aniva can undo with one hand. That's Aleph. A second thing, we see what Aniva is. Aniva is as tight as you want. It still is Aniva. Therefore, the Be'alach and Sifei says, what's the get of Aniva? I feel more hot kayaf, as tight as you want. How do I know? He says, before she Gemara. So first, the definition of Aniva we see clear from the Gemara can be undone with one hand. A second thing we see, as tight as you want, be the darkest night in the world. We don't care, still nechol and get of aniva. They say you go to the docks by the boats, they lift up tons of weight with ropes and pulley systems. It's all done by anivas. They want to take it out very easily. The maisa, when you put your hand there, you make any slip knot, and you put your hand there, it's very, very tight. You can't get anything out of it. This is a stam, a regular slip knot. This is what they do by the docks. It's as tight as can be. It won't come out. So again, those are the first two columns we see what aniva is. A third thing is, the Ben Chanal writes in Sukkah, what's the get of Aniva? He writes, Aniva is chatzi kesher, half a kesher. Half a kesher. Now, the chul, what he means, why is half a kesher? When you make a kesher, what you're supposed to do is put the hole all the way through. Keep going. I stopped. I'm going to put it halfway through. This is really chatzi kesher. That's what it is. Any slip knot, you do not put it, you keep going, and to kill the other end, it's a regular kesher. You don't go through all the way, it's a half a kesher. You stop. You put only halfway. The words of the Muki Yosef by us in the Sugyo, his words are, also he defines, he says, Maisa Niva is Yidua, everyone knows what it is, then he explains it, just to make sure we know what it is. He says, Kesher Shein in its Tzatzim, and El Batuach, washim near chutz rosh hachavel. Leave rosh hachavel chutz. Leave it out. I did not put it all the way through. I left it out. So again, the definition is either went in halfway, or you leave halfway and out. You left the, you didn't go all the way. That's l'chor the gedder. Now, if you read the Beis Yosef, he has a machlokes over here between the rats and the Bein Hatam, what the gedder of aniva is, in Pshan HaSugya according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Bein Hatam says, basically, any slipknot is l'chor the gedder of aniva. And he goes on saying, if you moshe, keep pulling, or come to kasher, keep pulling, come to kasher, or go all the way through. You pull the two handles, or come out, that's the case of aniva. It brings the next case to rats. The rats argues on Bein Hatam. He says, even aniva gabi kasher, basically, he's writing a case of a bow on your shoe. The Bein Hatam's case is a slipknot. The rat's case is your bow, is a bow. A bow on your shoe. You do a bow on top of your shoe. That's nichol the gedder of aniva. Now, the way how I'm so far explaining it, the gedder, how I understand it, is that anytime you make a kesher, one kesher, to make it one kesher, there's always two things to pull. You can either pull the two handles, come into the kesher. You can pull the back, or come right out. There's always two things to pull. The chilip between aniva and between a kesher, and how the Chodesh Shani writes very clearly, is what are you pulling? Pull the tool ends and it comes tighter, that's a kesher. You pull the back, comes out, that's a kesher. Aniva is mamash v'keret. If you analyze it, aniva is, you have a slip knot. You pull the two ends, it'll come right out. You pull the back, the loop, it'll come to a kesher. So the difference between aniva and a kesher is what you're pulling. If you pull the two ends, it comes right out, that'll be a case of aniva. You pull the two ends and make it tighter, that'll be a case of a kesher. I don't know if you can argue, but that's one definition how you understand it. Now, there is another definition, just there's a Tosam Lochas, he wants a taina, anything that you do not have to undo the same way that you made it, that's nichol the gedder of aniva. Therefore, for example, there are, let's take a school knot, very simple school knot, the two ways to make a school knot. You can either wrap it around fully and put it inside. Now, this case is a regular school knot. Now, you pull the back, he tainas, when you pull the back, it will come out the knot. That means you're not undoing what you did. You're undoing what? The back. You're undoing something different. So since you're undoing not what you did, what have I did here? Since you undo the back, comes out the back, therefore, since you're not undoing the kesher that you did, therefore you want to tie this nichol the gedder of aniva. Now, just to mafaklik upon him, the mice is not true, the metzias wise. And the facts aren't true. First of all, he's undoing the back comes out only because any knot you do one kesher, you undo the back, it'll come out. And va'oid, if you want to really not be fair, you make a kesher, this is one kesher, everyone agrees? You make a second kesher, this is a kesher, got a kesher, no arguing that point. One kesher, top another kesher, you pull the back, it'll come right out. Those are facts. So the fact that he pulled out the back, it says, because he's not undoing what you did, according to him, you make kesher gav kesher moton shabbos, which is awesome miyad. So I disagree with his understanding. He says you pull the back, and our numerous farm go pulling the back is motor. As far as I understand, they didn't analyze ties that well. And by asking what they're doing, they're pulling the wrong thing. That's pulling the loop, it's not pulling the handles.
Maybe that's like whenever you pull the back, come on, I'm thinking a kesher gav kesher, then how you make the kesher come on.
So right then. He's right another way. He says when he pulls it back, he says it comes out. He has a picture that way. And it's the other way. The Archa Shabbos seems to have a third mahalach. He seems to see if it's easy to come out or not. I'm not sure what Archa Shabbos means. I like to just keep to the simple way. I think the Al-Mashulis and the Chodeshani writes very clearly that the gedder between aniva and a kesher, which is a maisi do, everyone knows the chilik is, the chur that maisi do and the chur the chilik is, depends on what you're pulling. Now with that, let's take our ties. Now, first, take what says in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says you have a nivah, you have a kesher. When you have a nivah by itself, you have a nivah lo'ilam l'mais is motor. You make a knot, a bow, that leave lo'ilam is motor. No problem. Why? A nivah lav kesher. A nivah is not a kesher. A kesher has to be something that you make a tzuras kesher. You do like this, lo'ilam l'mais is motor. Lo'ilam is motor. Now let's say you do a nivah agabe kesher. You do your shoe. The case of a nivah agabe kesher. So you look at the Beis Yosef from the rat, he's saying a nivah agabe kesher is motor lo'ilam. He's saying it's mutl oilam, that's the pashas. Look at that Guda, he's saying it's mutl oilam. The pashas are amol afenenu. I feel him also kesher echel amata noigin moy heto. Pashas are amol, and neva gabi kesher is mutl oilam. Now the shell is why, you could say with the mahalki said before one, that you need that neva is nothing, kesher is nothing, not to the kesher is mutl. The maestro would go with the paiskim is mahalaf, the mordechai is ben etam, and neva gabi kesher, shoe is not a kesher umon, but maestro you have 24 hours. Mishabura writes, the loch is like the taz, the loch is like the magabam. He says from the achroinim, the loch is clearly, aniva gabi kesher, it's not a umon, but you have 24 hours. Now, that's the pashas. What type of kesher is kesher? How do you have 24 hours? But that's the get of a kesher. The get of a kesher. Now, those who want a taino, that maisa aniva. The shell. Let's take a case of a sefer Torah. A sefer Torah, the old sefer Torahs. I'm sure you still see the shuls. What do? They wrap it around, they make one kesher, and then they make a bow on top of it, like you do to your shoe. The problem is that if you do by shachas, by Shabbos shachas, by mincha is less 24 hours. Do by mincha to Monday is more than 24 hours. Shalas is a mutter or usser. So the one time there are four tzrufim why it's mutter. First, according to the Rambam, it's only with his man, the meister should be no problem. According to the Rambam, it's mutter l'chila. And second, the time l'fi Rashi, if you have less, makamat tzarech b'samechad, Rashi do until 7 days. A third story that Taina is the rats. According to the Pashto the Ramo, Aniva Gavakesh is Mutal Oilam. That's the Pashto the Ramo, which Shibu argues. And the fourth Taina is the Mokka Mitzvah is Mutal. We have the Ramo on Sif Aleph, the Mishnah, the end of the Sef. The Mokka Mitzvah is Mutal. For those four reasons, why those want Taina, they say Taina from Shabbos and Monday is Mutal.
Three
and four is not the same thing. Yeah, so you want to argue both. You want to argue both. Fine. No, they're not totally zip. There are two reasons that we been tziruf. There are four reasons we make them. And after me, they want to know what about from Shabbos to Shabbos. You only have three reasons. You don't have a mishabuah's mokmat tzaruch. So the shal could be semich upon that or not. Now the ma'aseh, these four, these titles are really very very hard to semich upon. First, be semich on the that those who want to argue is only chum and shul to gibarim. Let's say. Sorry, not chum and shul to gibarim. Those who want to taino. That this kesher over here of Adiva Gabi Kesher is nothing to get of kesher or not. So you get involved in the shal in general. That what is that? A self halacha. The self can see us what's nichol to get of a kesher. Who is nichol? The self what nichol to get of a kesher. And therefore the Prima Gonim writes that either shul gevarim mechor a suffik. Let me make a lot of sfek or Rashi according to Rambam is mutter. Going to shul gevarim is a suffik. Says shul gevarim is suffik yedia. Suffik yedia will not going to be mekel. The mashag here also, the fact that they say the Torah, you're not sure, and even have a kesher, nothing to get of a kesher or not, it's not something like locha, something to see, it's what defines a kesher. Because the stuff you get here cannot be samech on mitzvah through Amos Shito. Find others want to be samech upon it. That is the reason why those want to be makel. The Maisa, all the new Sefer Torahs, they either get Velcro or they get the clips. That's certainly the right thing to do. There is one Rav told me he had a Maisa that he got Glilo by Mincho. So what he do, he taught it with the Das under Moshe Shabbos. Come back on Shabbos, probably got back on Shabbos, the Maisa was locked, the Aron Kodesh. The Maisa can be stomach upon your das under Moshe Shabbos, really depends on Bialocha being in the Simen. According to Bialocha, even by we look at the Be'et and the Kesher, the Chur would not help. You can be stomach upon the Taz and the Bach over here, that holds it does help.
I just wrap it around
because everyone he didn't want to do. Maisa, I don't know if it stays also, when we wrap it around, usually it falls off, not good to Kesher. Bechanami. They make the same Torah be tight, well, and covered.
It's a fall, right?
That's horrible. Well, that's got again, Adiva got a kesher, the Bishruah Paskins as Osir, get a kesher head, not like the Pashto the Ramo. Now, there's something on your shoe. People, when they do their shoe, they double knot the shoe. Now, if you analyze your shoe is not a double knot. Your shoe is Be'etzim, is a kesher, al gabeniva gabe kesher. It's one kesher on top of a bow on top of a kesher. Now, can you make it on Shabbos or not? Isn't nichol the double knot? Kesher gabe kesher of the chum and the shul to gevarim is osur miyad. Well, the ma'aseh is can be mutter. So the shmir Shabbos kol chosay. He writes very simple. It's kesher gabe kesher. You cannot do it on Shabbos. You're over the osur miyad. You're over right away. The ma'aseh come along the orcha Shabbos and come along the al mashul shetaina. If you do not seem to know the mitzvahs of how your double knot of your shoe works, if you do it, you try your double knot your shoe. You have two handles to pull. You pull one of the handles, it'll come out. It'll come out your double knot. Because Be'etzim, it's not a double knot. It's really Keshul Gabe Niva Gabe Keshul. It'll come out. If you try yourself, it'll come out. Therefore, the Chor they want Taina, it's Nichol in a fancy Niva on top of a Keshul, which you have 24 hours for. That's the Maisa, therefore the Archa Shabbos, the Al-Mashulah says you have 24 hours of double knot of a shoe. So the Maisa can tell me, well, the Shemir Shabbos didn't know the Metzias. How do you know the Metzias? So first of all, Dumas guys of Chabur, I told that to them. They told me, no, it can't be. I showed them and came out. So guys of Chabur did not know the Metzias. Void the Rebbe Yet, his old prince, and he has all the pictures, designs, and everything. He writes it also. The new prince, he writes, Shuv Harili, they showed me it comes out. I never knew it came out. I don't know why it's also, but he didn't change it in the safer. Only the oars in the back, he writes, not sure why it's also. Why did not know the Meister came out? Rav Yadler, Ma'or Shabbat says, he went to Yashiv to show him and came out. So Yashiv told him it's also anyway. What's anyway? And the Rashi didn't say a reason why. So he went to Rav Reuben and told him, you only say if it's mutter. But the Maaseh, Rav Yavle showed it to Rav Yashiv and said it's also anyway. So Rav Reuben asked me, did he say a reason? So I said, no. So I'm not Meshubah. The Maaseh, it's out of fancy. Neither got a kesher. I'm not Meshubah. You don't tell me a reason, any reason at all. I'm not Meshubah to what Rav Yavle says from Shem Rav Yashiv. Therefore, I'm going to leave it as being mutter. The Chutz is stark and tight on the Maaseh that any double non Yeshu is not really double not. It's just a fancy Neva on top of the kesher. Again, the mice, you pull one of the handles, the mice will come out. Now, I give, if you try it yourself, do you have to wash your hands or not by touching your shoelace? So, the Derech Sicha, for example, from the Chavetz Chaim and the Chaznish, and the other places, which are Bezalel and the Chavetz Kedeshke, they all say, touching your shoelace, you do not have to wash your hands. Agam, Vezayis HaBracha, for example, B'yashiv, and the Shoyim Tzimalacha says, you do have to wash your hands. They come along with the svara that your shoelace is bottled to your shoes. And if you get of your shoes, which needs higher beer, you learn the sugya and simen dalad by the paiskim, what's the reason why you have to wash your hands by touching your shoes? According to the yai, this is mitzad ruach ra. So you can hear the svara, maybe it's bottled to ruach ra. But according to Mishnah Berurah, the reason why you have to wash your hands is mitzad mekiyas shaboy. So if your shoes are dirty, you have to wash your hands. If not, not. So the side of your shoelaces bottled to your shoes mitzad mekiyas is very hard to understand. If your shoelaces are clean, there's no side of bittul over here. Pashas, you should not have to wash your hands. Again, that's the chur, you have the Chavetz Chaim that way, and the Chanish, the chur, that's why the Noga is not to wash your hands when you touch your shoelaces. If you want to try it out, the chur, you can try it out without washing your hands. Now, back to our neckties. Now, the chur, first and see us why they tie the two different neckties to make. One is when you pull the back, will come out. One is when you pull your back, will not come out. Now, basically, if you want, the two school neckties you can make, you can either wrap around fully and put it inside, it'll come out, when you pull the back, will come out. Or if you wrap it around halfway, which if you is, you put it on backwards, you put it backwards, you wrap around halfway, you pull the back out, will not come out. That's a very simple way. Again, the newest way is double Windsor, single Windsor. But in a school knot tie, the easiest way of trying it, this is a regular school knot tie, you pull the back, it'll come out into a kesher. Now, these are the two ways to make it. Now, first, I'll say what the Svarim say, then I'll say what I think, and then you can argue the point. First, take the one that you pull the back, will come out. What's the loch in that case? So among the Svarim, they pull the back, the whole thing come out, the three different cheetahs. Those are the times the effects that'll come out, nichol and aniva, and the maisa aniva, you can wrap around however you want, aniva, leave the oilum, the maisa's mutter. Therefore, the Shabbos bias, the Shabbos only brings down, the shame of Moshe, the Moshe holds the maisa's mutter, lechatchila la'oilum, the bring down, the be'er Moshe holds the mutter la'oilum, the, you bring down, the felder said, the paiskim is my name, all holds the mutter la'oilum. Again, the newest form says mutter la'oilum. Atzal Hasheni, the Shmir Shabbos brings down from the Shlomo Zalman, when the Yaakov Yosef goes this way, it's a kesha hedit, the maisa is a kesha hedit. And therefore, you have a gedur of 24 hours. A third mahalach, and this kesher that comes out, is
the... comes out.
Yeah, but the maaseh still have a kesher. The maaseh still comes out, but still you have a kesher afterwards. The kesher had 24 hours. A third mahalach, the Gila Sefer, and the Malacha Shabbos says, is a kesher umon. Why is the Ginechel get a kesher umon? Because when you pull out this map that you make a kesher to, what happens? You're left with a kesher to itself, which is... one kesher itself is definitely get of an umon, and therefore you even esmiyad to make the tie. You don't even have 24 hours. You even esmiyad. It's a kesher, one kesher to itself. You know, basically, you make a school not halfway. When you pull out the back, this is one kesher to itself. This mamish is one kesher itself. The Rama says one kesher itself is a get of kesher gavi kesher with also miyad. So in the that's in a. Even in a kesher comes out, you still do the kesher to itself. So again, in a kesher that comes out when you pull the back, the three shitas, miyad, 24 hours, or la'ilam, it's mutter. The same, also the second kesher that also, the school knot that does not come out, also three shitas. The Ben Moshe says, all keshers are nice, it's mutter. The Shabbos home is not that way, and there's the Oretz, you want the tightness, this is being tied to itself, and no get of kesher, you bring down the kesher submission, and the nezit for it, you want to say it's mutter la'ilam. Atah Sheni, the big nafra Moshe, the Olatzian says you have 24 hours, and the third sheet of Shlomo Zalman, Yaakov Yosef, they say Al Mashulish is even istemiyad. Rav Nissim Kirel told in one sefer, he quotes the Al Mashulish says he holds a kesher uman, and the Chodesh Sheni says it's a kesher hedyet, and Torah Samalacha says Machlokis Magavam Chaznish in the second knot. Those first were the Svarim say. Now, just if you analyze what a tie is, just take it and try it yourself. L'chura, when you make a tie, Hashis is. You're left with when you pull the two handles at the end, come on, all ties you make, you pull the two handles, not the back, all ties except for one that I know of, and makes it into a kesher. Makes it into a kesher. Sometimes you make a kesher gabi kesher, if you do a double Windsor, sometimes you make only one kesher, a single Windsor, a school knot, you're either making one kesher or two keshers. Sometimes making kesher itself, sometimes not. Pashas, you get taino, the chur should be awesome, and the Megillah Sefer is a stark taino. Now the Torah Malacha says he went to Megillah Sefer and he showed him a tiny temple of Maisel Chura comes out, he pulled out the back, therefore it should be mutter, and therefore he writes that the Megillah Sefer was Haidalai, he greeted him, that's mutter La'ilam. Yesh Lodin, that's true, or just what exactly happened over there. Pasha should be the Maisel, you made a Kesher, you made Mamash Kesher Uman, and Lechura you're dealing with Maisel Uman, and Lechura you've had this to be at. The Svar why you can't be Mekel, the Lechura it's a loose single knot. Person makes a single knot that's very loose. Someone's asking me before, let's say you just make a single knot like this, not making it tight, just leave it like this. What's halacha? Leave it loose. So lechura, just like we had the Shai Shuvah earlier, machlok is a place where the halacha of a loose, a single, double knot is. Lechura, the same machlok is where a loose double knot is. The single knot, same exact machlok is. Therefore, lechura, making a tie in Shabbos, lechura is a loose, either a single knot, loose, double knot, that's what it is, it's loose. It's not tight around your neck, it's not tight with usually where the kesher is. Lechura, it's loose due to the material, it's loose. Therefore, one said you can be makel, yeshu bin lismoich, kunim shal mazam, kunim dobi ashev, lechura, you'll have 24 hours. Fine, yeshu bin lismoich. Atala sheni, l'chaim kini aski, and this QL say, no, even by loose double knot, you have to be machmer. Lechura over here, also by loose double knot, lechura, a loose single knot, you'll have to be machmer. See, over this to be yad. So again, there are certain ties. What's the loch of a ties? Again, it could be Yeshu Mi Lismoich, and I know the Paiskim would say that always answer to a person, Yeshu Mi Lismoich, 100% Yeshu Mi Lismoich. It's not worse than double knot, that's how it's true, and the minigas be mekel. However, Lechura, Pashas, if you want to be machmer on your tichel, on your handkerchief, by a loose double knot, the same thing by a loose single knot, Lechura, the gedav uman, unless you want to be mitzarf, that we mentioned already a week ago, that those who taino, that even by a single knot, had to get a hedyat, the chayodom, and as a nation, not like the Mishavua says a single knot to get of Uman, because they make it tearful and say more of a reason to be makel than by a loose single knot. Fine. Meister, according to Mishavua, a loose single knot to the get of Uman, Lechura, you should not do it on Shabbos. Therefore, to make a tie, you should only make it before Shabbos. But oil, Lechura, you have no reason to be machmer. And let's say sometimes you leave your tie la'olam. Our people leave it la'olam. Let's say you leave it la'olam. Then Mishavua ends off at the end of the siman with the Re'eim Shita, that anything that maybe you'll change your mind to leave it la'olam, you cannot even make it even la'olam. That means, again, if you, let's say, you yourself always undo it, I'm not sure how exactly look at it, because our people will leave it la'ilam. But let's say some people, they might, if they made a gvaldik a tie, they'll leave it. You made good, sometimes, you know, I'll undo it, because you know, it wasn't that done perfect. But you made a perfect tie, you'll leave it, the mice is perfect, why undo it for? Why in the world undo it for? A couple of years, your stomach will change, fine, a couple of years from then. Otherwise, leave it there. Lechura, you'll have a problem with mice of this Yireim Shita, you cannot even make it even live one day, exer otel la'ilam. Fine, again, Bez Hashem tomorrow, Mishloach Manas, and again, to go through the kosher, there's no reason why everyone should understand or analyze it, take your shoelaces, take your ties, and work over it and see exactly how these things work. Mishloach Manas.